Charlie, Juliet Bravo Mobile, Santa Rosa Beach, listening on 285.
Oh, good afternoon. This is KF6HDJ. Name is Brent, and mobile at I-10 at exit 96.
I got the KF6 part, H-something, Brent on I-10. Good afternoon. How are you? Name here is John.
Nice to meet you, John. The last three is Hotel Delta Juliet, HDJ, and on my way to Gainesville this afternoon for a little bit of a road trip. I'm going to go out, we're going to go flying tomorrow, and then Sunday going to go visit a bat conservancy.
All right, that sounds like a nice little road trip. I didn't get the last thing you said after flying, visiting a what? Did I lose you, Brent? KF6HDJ, W4CJB.
Now that was kind of interesting. I was keying down and all of a sudden the radio decided to unkey on me. So not sure how much you got. Yeah, I'm going out to visit the Luby. That's Lima Uniform Bravo Echo Echo Bat Conservancy. Kind of interested in bats is another one of my hobbies. So thought it would be interesting to go out and some good blog content.
Yeah, I would say that's probably not a very, I don't know how popular of a hobby that would be, but I'm sure it would be interesting. We have several bats fly around our house right at dusk. Need a whole lot more. Mosquitoes are terrible. But yeah, I guess that might be interesting to some. That's highly unusual. How'd you get into that?
Yeah, I was just going to comment that they are very good for insect control. They are also pollinators. If you like tequila, they're one of the prime pollinators of the agave plant. I got into it completely by accident. Got a panicked phone call from my girlfriend when I lived in out in the country in South Korea in a little city called Kunsan. And normally she calls me when she has computer problems. As I figured it was, her computer was down and she needed to do some day trading. And she corrected me, she said, you know, did you see my picture? And I'm like, no, I'm busy working, but I'll take a look at your message. And there was a bat hanging in the apartment from the curtain rods. And so, you know, told her to call the apartment manager to take care of it, and, you know, being the supportive and caring boyfriend that I am, I brought home a plush bat and then kind of got interested in why the bats came and hung out at my apartment and what they're doing in Korea, and this kind of went on from there.
Well, that's an interesting story. I guess I can see how one thing leads to another. I know several people that got into beekeeping that way. Bees show up in a place they shouldn't be and can't get anybody to take care of it, so they do it themselves and end up with several colonies and honey as a result. So I did not know bats were a pollinator, though. That's I never would have thought about that. I thought they were just insect control, basically, as you said. Had no idea they were pollinators. That's interesting.
Yeah, besides insects, they also eat a lot of fruit. So, you know, as they fly around the fruit trees and bushes, you know, they pick up the pollen and then carry them on to the next tree or whatnot. So, Yep, they're very important to the environment. And the interesting thing about Korea is they have not had a case of rabies in the last 60 years. And with the bats eating as much insects as they do, it does help control the malaria and Japanese encephalitis.
Wow, that's quite interesting. I'm going to have to do some reading up, I guess. I was wondering what I was going to learn today. I appreciate that. That's very interesting. KF6HDJ, Sixland, are you traveling from California, or where are you from originally?
KF6HDJ for ID. I was born and raised in San Diego and was originally licensed in 96 in San Diego. And 2010, got a job in Korea and lived there for 13 and a half years. Thought the contract is, hey, I'll go out and do the contract, should only last a year. Ended up being there a lot longer than I thought I would. Came back, stayed with my parents for a couple months, and then got the job out here at Pensacola Naval Air Station. So back in March. So recent transplant, and this is my first road trip.
All right. Well, that's making the rounds, I guess. Welcome to the neighborhood, so to speak. You say you were on I-10, and what was the other crossroad area? You're starting to get a little noisy into the repeater.
Yeah, QSL, just passing 105.
10. Oh, mile marker. Oh, I got you. Yeah, you may be at the limits there of this repeater, but. Don't be a stranger on this repeater if you can make it. There is an Echolink node. They do have a three times Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:30. More welcome to check in and join in on the net anytime you like. If you can't make it by RF, Echolink's the way to go. The club doesn't do allow remote RF linking of the node, but you can dial in with your phone or laptop or whatever you might be using. So don't be a stranger. Check in with us. KF6HDJ W4CJB.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, I'll go ahead and let you go. Nice meeting you here. And that's interesting that they don't allow RF linking. That's usually the reverse. Usually they don't allow the computers or the iPhone. So, okay, well, I'll try and make the net, and I'll say 73. And you have a great afternoon. I am driving, so I didn't get your call sign or can't remember it, but I'll check the log and write that down when I have a chance. So, KF6HDJ, and I'll be clear.
All right, Brent, driver's sign is Whiskey 4, Charlie, Juliet, Bravo. Whiskey 4, Charlie, Juliet, Bravo. Name is John. Have a safe trip, and looks like a beautiful day for a road trip, so be safe, and we'll listen for you again sometime. W4CJB.